I'd like to call the meeting to order. We have a few resolutions before us, but we asked our economic director, Susan Holt, to come before us tonight and give us a brief update, not a...
thank you for the time on your busy agenda tonight. I'm here because being responsive to your requests and to the things that you need is really important to me. And so I wanted to address a few items that have come up recently. I wanted to start with Legislator Rodriguez's request. He was here last week talking about, he had requested at the end of December, December 28th, he asked for all of the communication related to the landmark project that's on the IDA's agenda right now. He had asked for all emails and all written communication related to that project. And at the same time, at about the same time as his request came in, parties to that litigation from the Aaron family had also requested very similar information. And so I got together with IDA counsel Joe Scott, and we worked to put together, you know, to pull all the documents and to put them together as quickly as possible. And Joe Scott had reached out to Legislator Rodriguez, and we promised him that we would have that information within 2 weeks. And I just want to say that New York State's Freedom of Information law would have given us well over a month to put that together. But because we do try to be responsive and we do try to get you what you need, IDA counsel Joe Scott said we'd have it in 2 weeks, and that's when he had that information. So we thought we were being timely, and until he mentioned it at your meeting last week, I really didn't realize that that was a problem. The next thing that I want to talk to you about was Legislator Joe Maloney's request. Somebody had told me from the legislative staff that he was meeting with Chairman Ronk and had some questions. I stopped what I was doing, I got up, I went in, and I tried to answer whatever requests that they had. Legislator Maloney had asked for all of the IDA applications that had been received within 5 years, as well as all of the information about the incentives that had been provided within 5 years. You know, he then called my assistant.
I asked for a little more than that.
She has the floor.
Okay.
I mean, do you have a question?
This is going to take a while, then we'll have a back and forth. All right.
Joe, please let her do her talking, and then I'll recognize you, and you can do your talking. All right? Go on.
So, I wrote down what I thought the request was at the time that he made it. And we started to put it together. He called my secretary, and I called him right back, said that 5 years worth of documents were not in the file cabinets in our office. We had to, you know, find the files and pull it all together. But all of the information that he wanted about incentives is on the New York State ABO website. I gave him the website information and told him that if he had any problems using the website, to let me know. At the same time, we worked to put this together. So today is less than 3 weeks from the date that the request was made. I'd like to share this information with you right now, if you wouldn't mind passing this out.
Thank you.
And I only have one copy of all of the applications. So if it's okay with Legislator Joe Maloney, I will share it with Amber. And if anybody else wants copies, you can make them. But this is every... and I also wanted to say also about Legislator Rodriguez's request. His request was at least this much as well. So it wasn't like he put in a small request that took us 2 weeks. The request that he had made was at least this much. And every one of these documents has to be reviewed to make sure there's no confidential information in it before. So both of these requests were time-consuming, and I would say that I think we put them together as quickly as we could. So I will share this with Amber. What I have in front of you right now, the first thing I have, and I want to make sure that everybody knows that IDA Chair John Morrow is here. You know, this is very important to him that you know that he cares as well about the information and that there's accurate information being provided about the IDA. Legislator Joe Maloney had pointed out that We should have this information because a bank knows its portfolio. And I think it's really important to point out that the IDA isn't a bank. They incentivize projects that grow economic development. They deal with objective criteria. And so the first thing you have in front of you is the pilot point calculator that includes the objective criteria that the IDA uses to determine what projects are eligible for. The second sheet in the packet is a chart that explains the benefits. So if there's a project and they get a pilot, they're paying the current taxes before the pilot. During the pilot period, they're continuing to pay that. And their pilot payments are growing. So that after the pilot is over, they're paying a much higher property tax going forward. And when you think about projects like the Mohonk Hotel, like Rocking Horse Ranch in Highland, or Elna Magnetics in Saugerties, or Viking Industries in New Paltz, these are big projects that the IDA helped, and at the end of the day, they're all over and they're all paying a lot more than they would have been paying if they hadn't done the project. So I just wanted to share that with you. And then if you look at the chart, there's a memo to Legislator Maloney. He had asked for the projects over the last 5 years. We're still putting input, we're still putting 2017 into the New York State system. All of this information, again, is on the New York State website. But what you'll see here on this first chart is the number of active projects over the last 5 years, the number of new projects, and then if you take the first three columns, sales tax, mortgage tax, and property tax exemptions, there's three columns, you can total them up to see what the incentives were, but then you need to subtract the pilots because that's when they're growing. You know, from during the course of the life of the payment in lieu of taxes, they pay more and more every year. So that gets you to the net exemptions at the end. I know this is really complicated, and you know, we put a lot of effort into trying to provide this to you tonight in a manner that would hopefully be self-explanatory, but at the same time, I included my business card at the top of each packet so that if anybody's reviewing this later and has questions, I'm happy to, you know, sit down with you. In addition to the summary sheet, there is two pages that explain each project, and then there's pages that go year by year by year for each project. So I really want to make sure that, you know, that it's not, that people understand that the projects, the goal of the IDA, the goal of these incentives, is that at the end of the day, there's job creation, and there's more taxes and more wealth brought into the county that than would have been without having these projects.
Thank you, John. Want to say anything?
I would like to just thank you for having me here tonight. Now, we work very hard to work with municipalities, work with the legislature, the school districts, to try to ensure that we get as much tax money as we possibly can coming into each community. You know, I personally have been on a town board in the town of Ulster for the last 8 years. I was just reelected for another 4 years. And I feel your pain, you know, as a county trying to bring money into the county and understand, you know, what it's like for you folks and so forth. And just wanted you to know that we are very responsive to your needs. And if anybody has any issues or problems, they can contact me or Suzanne. And if you don't feel like you're getting the right answer from either one of us, we'll make sure you do at the end of the day. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're not gonna go into a big discussion of this tonight. I mean, it's very complicated. We'll answer a few questions because we've got to do our agenda. We have time after our agenda's done. We can go back to it, or we can, you know, a month from now, 2 months from now, have a meeting where Ways and Means will be here. We'll invite them both back, and we can have a very open forum for a period of time. But anyone has any questions regarding what we have right before us right now?
I'll say one quick thing.
Yep.
I had called Suzanne Holt's office three times before I got a call back. I didn't feel that
The information that I got, that I was looking at on the state website, was going to be realistic at all to get this. This chart right here is great. I think this is something that the IDA should always be looking at. I talked about the private sector a lot more than even banks. When I told you, I was disappointed at what I saw from the IDA's approach, their due diligence. A lot of these projects that have gotten pilots, people all around the county are pretty upset. I think we're going to need to keep having this conversation going forward. I think we'll be approving some of those IDA members, if not all of them, soon. And I think we're really going to have a conversation about a lot of this stuff. That's how I feel. But this, some of the stuff I'm seeing here, I appreciate it. And it was done pretty quick. That's all I have about it right now.
John?
One other thing. I just wanted to say I appreciate your comments, and we'll work very hard to continue to get the information out. And a lot of our issue and problem is communication and understanding, not just with individuals and maybe on the legislature, but the public, the perception of what we do and how we give out money. We don't really give out money in these things.
Yeah.
We just spread their taxes out over a period of time so that they know what their taxes are going to be, so they can budget for the next 20 years knowing what their, or 10 years, whatever it is, they can budget and understand what their taxes are going to be, what the structure is going to be, where people that don't have ID benefits don't have that ability to do that. Their taxes could increase 20% next year. They don't necessarily know. Not that that's going to happen, but it could. They don't know. And this gives them the opportunity to be able to run a business, start a business, and be able to budget over that period of time. You know, and we have to look at all different things and how it affects the different municipalities. You know, in some cases, we bring a project in, housing, for example, with kids, that's going to have more of an effect on a school district than something else. Like in Woodstock, we're looking at a hotel venture where it's going to have very little, if any, impact ever on the school district. So it's not going to cost the school district anyway, anything, no matter what we do. So those are some of the things that we have to look at very carefully, and people don't necessarily understand until we sit down and have the opportunity like this to explain it to them and field questions from them so that everybody has a better understanding. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I think the whole point here is just to, you know, better lines of communication. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if people understand, you might not agree with the end result of the projects. There might be variations from different towns, what they want to see in the project, what they really feel. But there again, they have a job to do countywide, and we have a job to do ourselves. We don't approve. I mean, we approve the concept of the IDA, but we don't get involved in negotiations of it most of the time. So in saying all that, if you want to have a meeting 2 months from now, 3 months from now, just let me know. We'll schedule one before one of our meetings. We'll go in much more depth of, you know, what they do. They can bring whatever they want to bring in to explain to us. But there again, anyone else have any? Jim, you have a question?
No, Mr. Chairman, I would just like to thank Suzanne and John for being here. And Suzanne, as Chairman of Economic Development, I think I probably know more than just about everyone sitting at this table.
Ahem.
Exactly. I said almost everywhere on what you do and what your staff does. I know how busy you are. I know the communities you deal with that do want development, those that do not. You know, people, it's the big misunderstanding, as the chairman said. People don't understand pilots. It's not a giveaway. It's stabilization of taxes so that a business can come to this county and grow. That's really what it is. You're giving away nothing. You know, whether you like pilots, don't like pilots, it's understanding them. Because if you don't do something or incentivize a project, they'll go somewhere else. They'll go where the best incentives are. And how does our county grow if we say, you know, we don't want something, go somewhere else?
I don't know about hotels going somewhere else.
I was speaking to Suzanne.
All right, well, I mean, these are all points that, you know, everybody has their personal favorites, you know, what we should do, give exemptions to, how much, so forth and so on. That's a personal thing. We want to understand what the IDA does throughout the county.
And I would just, to what Jim said, I do appreciate the information, but I do think there's a key component that was brought up today, and that's communication, and that the way in which we can advance economic development in our community is a better line of communication between the legislature and economic development IDA so that we know and have a better opportunity of leveraging those resources. We're not as well versed as you, perhaps because of your involvement over the years, but I think that every legislator would benefit from that knowledge for their communities, and that's what I think we should be working on.
Mm-hmm. All right, any other questions regarding what was before us tonight here? If not, let's go to resolutions. Resolution 14, appropriation for Ulster County Library, move. By?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 15, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the family of Woodstock for supervised visitation program for 2018. I'm sorry.
Move.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
16, chairman of the legislature to execute an agreement for the maintenance of facilities for Ulster County Performing Arts Center.
I'll move. It.
Second?
Second.
Discussion, roll call, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 22, chairman of the Ulster County Legislature enter an agreement with Awareness, Inc. for 2018 appropriation. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 30, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment to be in excess of $50,000 and Somebody County, Town and Country Bridge and Rail, Inc., the Department of Public Works. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Tracy?
Okay, so Bert was going to answer the question before, but I said we should wait till we actually were in session so that it could be on the record. So what I'm trying to understand, Bert, is that when I asked the first time around, when I asked Amber for how much had been, this is for 18 starting in March, according to the resolution. Mm-hmm. So when I asked Amber for how much had been expended in 17, it was 34,000 or something like that, 34,860. So we're increasing the 80,000 to 90,000, but last year we spent a third of that. So that's what I was trying to understand. Why?
Right.
What's
and
the differential?
What they're expecting with the bridge projects going forward in this year?
It's three times what we did last year.
Well, up to the 90,000 in the contract, because they've only spent 35 on the contract, correct?
Well, isn't this, so for, this is for 18. That was for 17.
But it's the same. They're amending the contract to $90,000 total, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's from 35,000 they spent, they're going
to
spend another 55,000 this year.
This year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Any other questions? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
34, approving the execution of a contract excess of 50 entered by County, Ulster County IDA, Department of Planning. Move. Second? A second, please? For discussion?
I'll second.
Okay.
I
got to
get up to speed.
34.
Just to 52. Okay.
Questions? No questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Nobody. 35, approving the execution of a contract excess of 50 entered by the County, Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, Inc.
I'll move it.
Well, our intention last week was to postpone this for a month.
Yep.
In order to actually fully get up to, but we couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Right, we couldn't do that.
Right. Right. So we can do it. We can do it now, per what Nick said, that we had to do it on a. Yeah. We had to do it on a.
You're talking about resolution
basis.
35, correct?
Talking about 35. Yeah, so that we could fully to the next meeting.
Right.
Right.
Is there things that we would like to know before the next meeting regarding this?
Well, we're also trying to set up a meeting to sit down and go over the marketing plan, which is what this money is attached to.
Who Economic Development Committee is setting this up?
Ulster County EDA.
This is okay. The EDA.
And who is trying to set up the meeting?
Well, I called Suzanne to try and schedule it because I'm the one that, I don't want to be passing money without understanding what we're spending the money on.
What would be the problem if we held this up for a month?
No problem. We'd be happy to have the meeting with Linda Senator Archer and do it together next month.
All right. So yeah. There's a motion. Is there a motion?
Yes.
To postpone it
until next
month. Second. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
37. Approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of 50 to Buddy County Family of Woodstock Department of Social Services.
I'll move it,
please. A second, please.
A second.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Nice seeing you again.
Nice seeing you, sir.
Thank you.
Someone moved it. Someone seconded it.
Who moved it? Who
I moved it.
Tracy,
I
second. Second. Discussion. Trace.
Yeah. I spoke to Ken about this, and I'll move it. I'm going to support it, but I still am just having a hard time. Which I'll get together with Ken and Bert, understanding how we stay abreast of where we are in the contract. When this, we're talking about 17. And we've exceeded 17, but there's no way to see it in the system, which I understand that's the way it is, but I just need to grasp it better.
I'm sure they can enlighten you and they talk to you.
Yeah, I need to understand it with Amber, too, because it's just the issue of trust and verify is challenging to me when I'm trying to understand how we get to this point. I mean, what came out of the conversation, which is the upside for me, is sort of the bigger issue on this policy and where we are. I realize this is state money, so it's not something that most people at this table are excessively concerned about. It's not coming right out of the county coffers, but it's still a concern. It's passed through. It's still a concern to me.
I certainly understand the concern. I mean, this is a little bit of an anomaly because the very last couple of months, we had two very large families we were putting up, and it just, again, due to the nature of how the reimbursement flows through this contract, the numbers were very large, and it was not something we could plan for or anticipate. Mm-hmm. So it was just an anomaly, and not normally what you see, you know, for a January February resolution.
Yeah, the follow on conversation, I think, in part for and maybe it's not, but certainly I think we need to be open to the conversation in the Health Committee about in those situations of where we have an anomaly, do we have enough providers in the county to serve our needs if we are having to go to hotels, and if we are spending $1.6 million on just two homes, is that enough? I don't know where we find the answer to that. We may get the answer to the question and then not have the answer to where to find it, but I think that's a conversation that the county should also be having, and maybe it already is. But, you know, how we ask one question and it leads to another question, it leads to another question, it leads to another question. So.
Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 40, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement and amendments thereto to the City of Kingston for Hazardous Materials Response Services. Emergency Management, move. Second.
A second.
I have a question.
Yes?
So, Amber, I got your response to this, and that there is no Homeland Security money
currently. Right.
So, are we going to write a new contract?
This is just extending what we already have with the city.
So there's going to be no...
Right. The Homeland Security monies were to buy this vehicle and supply.
Right. I just feel like the contract seemed very specific to the past and versus... Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you read the contract word for word, it's talking about things that have passed versus speaking to an ongoing... Mm-hmm. Yes. So is that just we allow a past contract to just stay in place even if it's not speaking to what we're doing currently?
That's
you started to answer the question, so I'm looking at you. Did you get any answer about whether or not we were getting a new contract
on this issue?
There isn't a new contract.
That I know. That was the question. I answered that one. There was no new contract.
Okay.
This is just an extension of the one that was, I think, 2008.
Wow. And it's the same. So it's the same services.
Yes.
All right.
That's a long extension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's 13 years. It's no money.
No money.
15 years.
Yeah. 15 years.
There is.
It's.
Yeah.
That's example. All right.
All right. Any other questions?
I mean, it is a modest amount of money, but yeah. All right.
All in favor, say aye.
Can I say one other thing on the subject? I would like to work with Vicki on this. I've talked about it before, about somehow containing in our information that we're looking at when the original... I know we saw this contract, so in this case, I saw that the original was in 2008, but I'd like to be able to, on a fast glance, see how many times things have been renewed and when the original date of the original contract is, which we don't always see when there are contract extensions.
If you're able to include it, be great.
Yeah, so I would like to work with Amber on finding a way to make that happen for us. Thank you.
Would you be willing to work with her? You didn't answer. Oh, okay. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolution 52, establishing capital project 517.
45. It's not in.
We're not doing our.
We're skipping it.
These are the ones that we're doing.
Purchase of county fleet vehicles.
Okay.
Move. 52.
Move.
Someone move it, please.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
This is okay. So on this,
this
one,
is
this is this is the vehicles. Yeah. So I got the answer in terms of the mileage on the vehicles, but this is a much larger issue. And so what I'm going to do in the next several months with other legislators who are interested is I'm going to reach out to the sheriff's office to get a handle. Ken mentioned an SOP that the sheriff has. I'm going to get a handle on what their fleet policy is, and then look back at the Charlie Busick policy and how it applies to the county as a whole. Mm-hmm. And then I'd like to report back to this committee my findings.
And I did talk to the sheriff myself, and basically, there is a, I don't know if we actually have them, the mileages of the ones that are taken off the road. Five are definitely coming off the road. We're just replacing them with new vehicles. Then there won't be no more take home other than we have right at this moment.
And I understood
and
that.
You,
I have always understood
it, right.
That. What I need to get a handle on is what's the policy in terms of, let's say, how many vehicles are take-home patrol vehicles against how many patrol vehicles are on the road at any given time, mm-hmm. so that I can understand that financial decision mm-hmm. from a financial perspective.
Yep.
Because what has been told to me was that the benefit had to do with the commute and the parking of it in its final place.
I went over there. And
so this is going to be a longer, I think it's going to be, yeah, I think it's going to be a longer conversation than right now. So I need to do some research, and I will reach out to the sheriff's office.
And he's willing, he has a staff, some people here that are willing to work with you too, so, correct?
Oh, yeah. No, they told me that.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, so all in favor, resolution 52?
Aye.
Resolution 53, authorize a purchase of county fleet for Ulster County, maximum cost of $717, authorizing the issue of bonds.
It's a bond.
At the long roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
55, authorize the purchase of highway bridge equipment for construction maintenance purposes for Ulster County at the maximum cost of $2,424,000, authorize the issue of $2,424,000 bonds of said county to be paid cost of.
Move.
Second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Do they have any bridges slated for this money right now, or is this just general maintenance?
It's
this
equipment.
Is their equipment. There should be been a list provided for their.
Yeah.
This is their highway equipment.
Yeah, this is a list. Yeah.
This is a list of equipment.
The list of equipment was provided, not the projects, but.
Bridge equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It was in our original package.
Back up this week.
Yeah, it was last week.
Okay. Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
62, approving the execution of a contract amendment closing the aggregate amendment to be excess of 50 entered by the county, Clinton Avenue, United Methodist Church, Department of Social Services.
I'll move.
Move
it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
New business, resolutions 17. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County to execute agreement with the court-appointed special advocates, CASA, for 2018 appropriation. Move.
It says for March introduction.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of these.
March.
They're next month.
Okay. We're not. They're for March.
Okay.
All right. So 17, 18, 19, and 20 for next mm-hmm. month. Resolution number 10. Just we had some discussions. Well, we didn't have it. Went to rules, laws and rules Monday night. Was postponed.
What was it?
Resolution is local law number 2, the motel, hotel room,
okay.
occupancy tax.
Mm-hmm.
Postponed. And
yeah.
Laws and rules info. There's a copy of various letters that came to me. That everyone has a copy from various vendors in the county. There again, before we proceed, I would suggest strongly that we have discussions with these business people to see what the pros and cons are if we're thinking about doing something of this nature. So I asked them that I don't know where it was going with before Laws and Rules Committee, but I told them that if we're going to proceed, and we'd be more than happy to have you come to a meeting and air your views, whatever they might be. Any other old business?
It's just for information purposes. I know we were asked a cost-benefit analysis for the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
I talked with Highway. They did one back in 2014, so I wanted to update it. There's okay. six positions that...
That were dedicated that, year-round to
That one? Would be dedicated... Right now, they're not. They're doing...
Hold on, Bert, before you go on. So everybody is well aware of this is the positions that are for striping, correct?
Correct.
Paving, or not paving,
right. Right now, we have a contract, and I forgot what the cone... I forgot what the contract is.
Atomic pavement.
Sorry, thank you. So the six positions would cost roughly $350,000.
Can I ask you a question, Bert? When you say there's six positions, does that mean that in the year that we stopped, what did those six people do when they weren't striping?
They worked on other highway projects, but right now they would need six new positions because with our bridge work and our shoulder work and our highway work, they can't give that time up in terms of that. Because I asked the same question, yeah. So they wouldn't be able to.
Do we have, how do our numbers compare to the time that we, I mean, just for when you're looking into this, yeah. We should look into how many people were in the DPW.
Well, that's just it. And we're
at
talking
that
2000,
time.
2013, there were more numbers, but I can give you those.
No, but I mean, we weren't striping in 13. Back at the day, we were striping against
them. There was a lot more.
So we can confirm that.
Yeah.
But
it would be
helpful.
It would be six positions, and it would be roughly $350,000. That doesn't include paint, doesn't include the equipment. We don't have a truck anymore. But I'm just giving you those things. I don't know if you wanted the sheet of paper.
I'll take the sheet of paper, but I definitely want to compare it to when we actually were doing it.
Absolutely. Yep.
One of the other things we had asked for was the where the shoulder expansions were being done.
I didn't have that question. I didn't know you had that request.
No. Well, I didn't have that question.
New Falk Road?
No, that one was identified, but the other was not.
We talked about that.
I don't know that
we presented a comprehensive legislature.
I don't remember, but I
was not meeting.
Lucas Turnpike was on it.
Yeah, right. This is being
well, it was, but
what
it,
was
it
that?
Finished?
Hold on.
The town of New Falk?
No.
That's what one I thought it was too.
Yeah, no, there was another one, just general.
Shoulder
expansion without identifying where they were being done. The new pulse was in the actually in the
I wouldn't
blur. I thought there was another.
I thought public school was
new pulse.
If they did, I didn't have it. That's why I had asked.
Barry shoulder contract is what she's talking about. Right, I believe there was a list attached.
Where those shoulders are. They'll go look and take a look at them and see where they have.
Well, I went back into the capital projects and capital projects. Talked about Kaiser Reich to 209, and obviously I'm very interested in that, and I wanted to confirm, is that what that...
Well, I believe that was on, it's one we've been discussing. I know Kaiser Reich from 213 was done last season.
Yes, and in capital projects it said this year...
You're welcome.
Kaiser Reich. That's not mine. I'm interested from Kaiser Reich to 209.
Okay, we'll let you
that's
know.
Why I'm
I'll
asking. Okay.
That's an ongoing discussion right now.
I know. It's quite frankly, it's how many can we get done with the money we have in the time. So
we the Transportation Council program federal funds for that. That takes some time to implement a federal project. So DPW is discussing whether or not we want to shift money out of that project from federal funds and use county funds. So that's the discussion that's ongoing right now.
Okay, but it's going to get done this year.
I'm just telling you, if we continue to look at doing federal funds, the answer would be no. If they switch to county funds, the answer may be yes.
I certainly know it's an initiative the county executive favors, and we want to get it done. So
yeah, well, it's in the capital plan. So that's why I wanted
it's all about matching up available dollars.
Well, that doesn't mean anything to the capital plan, just so that you're aware of that.
That was developed. That list was developed in June, so that could change too in terms of the road.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought once it was there, it was cast in stone.
No.
It could be there next year too.
Correct.
I'll have to reconsider votes.
Once we're done on the world, what's there left to do?
Laura, you have a question?
No.
What's that?
It's like the last piece of business to do.
I know, and I want it done.
No. It's about, you're thinking, I can see it.
I'm thinking.
I am. Anything else? I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
5:53.